activities than our actions. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That when you do a'mal and actions, then you should try and do it in the best possible manner. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not looking at quantity, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at quality. And that is the whole reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this whole entity of life and death. To test us, to see and to measure the quality of our actions. So in the hadith sharif that we quoted, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the most beloved of actions in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that action which is done consistently, even though it may be little. So a person does something or commences an action, but he maintains it. So even though it is little, but it is done consistently, this is beloved in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More beloved than the person doing a lot and then giving it up. So an example would be that the person decides, okay, I'm going to read Quran Sharif. I am not making tilawat of Quran Sharif daily, so let me start. So he opens the Quran Sharif and he reads 10 paras one day. Then after that, the next day, he says, no, it's too hard. Can't manage. Can't do it. It's too hard. And then on the other end, you have another person who hasn't been reading Quran Sharif. So he says, okay, every day, I'll just start off with half page. I'll read half page. That's all. The next day, he reads another half page. And he carries on like that for the whole week and for the whole month. This is more beloved in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than that person who recited 10 paras and gave it up completely. Mu'ani sahab rahmatullah used to give it the example of the rock. You have a rock and then you have water that falls on the rock. So the one option is you take a huge bucket of water, 20 liters, 40 liters, 100 liters, whatever it is, and you pour it on the rock. So the rock will get wet and finish. And the other is you take that 100 or 200 liters and allow drop by drop on to fall at a specific spot on the rock. Eventually what will happen is that water will carve a little hole into that rock. So in other words, the point that Hazrat Sahib made was that sometimes something done consistently, even though it is little, is more effective than doing a lot and then it's all over. So this is something that we should keep in mind as far as our amal is concerned. That even though we do a little, but let's try and maintain it and do it consistently. So we will discuss inshallah today, as the Shah team over the first of Rahmatullahi has mentioned that there are four actions or five actions that if we implement in our lives, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us ata'i nisbat, baqa'i nisbat, and irtiqa'i nisbat. Which means that Allah ta'ala will bless us with a nisbat. And if we continue doing it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us irtiqa'i, baqa'i nisbat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect whatever nisbat we already may have. And if we continue, then Allah ta'ala will grant an elevation or increase and intensify that nisbat. Now what is nisbat? Nisbat is basically a strong connection and bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, each person has got some bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person has got some level of wilayah. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of every single believer. But there are degrees of friendship. One is just an acquaintance. And one is a closer friend, and one is a much closer friend, and one is the confidant, somebody who is very, very close. So we probably have got the lowest degree of friendship for myself. And then the Ahlullah, they have reached that level where they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extremely close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This they achieve by continuing these activities. And every one of us should aspire and make dua that Allah ta'ala must bless us with this nisbah. Allah Ta'ala grants us the nisbat of the Ahlullah, the wonderful feeling and a wonderful tayfiyah. Those who are the Ahlullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them such izzat and honor that even the kings do not enjoy. The kings do not even enjoy the honor that Allah Ta'ala gives the Ahlullah. People respect the kings because of their wealth. They respect the kings because of their position. But the Ahlullah, they actually own the hearts of people. And you will find that the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the older they get, the more people start loving them. The more people start honoring them. Yet, you find that the wali of Allah may not even have much wealth. He may not even have much beauty. But somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts such honor and respect in the hearts of people that you cannot even explain it or understand it. As well as Shafi Muhammad, people would travel far and wide just to spend a few moments to see his face. There was a person, as Hazrat Maulana Timon Mazhar Sahib, Dhamad Barakatuhu, our Sheikh mentioned, that one person from America, he came specially, he just had a little time, he came specially to come and see Hazrat Maulana Shafi Maulana Mazhar Sahib Rahmatullah. Now the Murids and the Khadims that were there, they were looking at the well-being of Hazrat. Hazrat wasn't well, so they said, look, no Hazrat is allowed. Person here was very, very worried. He stood one side just to feel something. Somebody then informed Mazhar Sahib that somebody has come all the way from America. He's got very limited time. He just wants to see him. Mazhar Sahib, Dhamad Barakatuhu, mentioned that I grabbed his hand. He rebuked him. He said, this person has come from far. You should have informed immediately. Took him into the room. He says that this person, Hazrat Wala was, eyes were closed, wasn't too very, very weak. He said, this person, when his gaze fell on Hazrat Wala, he began tearing, he began trembling, he began shaking. And that's all. He just wanted to see her. His story was, he said, that he was down and out, reached the point of wanting to commit suicide, no hope left in his life, far, far away from Deen. And somebody gave him one of Hazrat Wala's kitabs. Can't recall the name of the kitab. He said he read that kitab, and that kitab changed his whole life. So he felt that he was indebted to this person who wrote. There was something about this person who wrote this kitab that was something special. He could sense and perceive the kind of connection and bond with Allah Ta'ala that Hazrat Wala had. So it was his heart's desire just to get one glance and see Hazrat's face. That's all. That was his dream. His life, his ambition of life, just to cast his nazar on Hazrat Wala and see. How fortunate are we, respected elders and brothers, and Allah Ta'ala give us the realization that those of us who have had the good fortune of seeing Hazrat Wala, really, without any exaggeration, we have seen the Rumi of the time. Hazrat Wala is regarded as the Rumi e waqt. Of this zamana is regarded as the Rumi of the time. Allama Shams Tabriz Rahmatullahi was a great wali of Allah. We can't even understand the level of wilayat of these people. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi was a great mufti of Turkey. Great mufti, he had students and behind him. Allama Shams Tabriz Rahmatullahi was a arif of Allah, he was an ashik of Allah. He had this strong connection and bond with Allah Ta'ala which we cannot even understand. Deep-hearted desire and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Passionately in love with Allah. Love with Allah ta'ala. When a person loves Allah ta'ala, and when a person experiences the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all the pleasures of this world disappear. All the pleasures of this world completely disappear. That's what Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi says. After, of course, he put his hand in the hand of Allama Shams Tabriz Rahmatullahi. He says, when I think the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if there is a river of honey flowing out from every single strand of hair on my body. We can't understand these kind of things. So Allama Shams Tabriz Rahmatullahi was reaching an advanced age. So he turned to Allah and said, Ya Allah, direct me to someone who I can pass over this great treasure that I have in my heart. And this is the real treasure. That's why Allama Dahlavi Rahmatullahi used to address the Mughal kings of the time. And he used to say, O kings, when you leave this world, you will leave behind your gold and your diamonds and your pearls. But when Allama Dahlawi will leave this world, he will take with him these pearls and diamonds and gems that he has in his heart of the muhabbat and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allama Shaykh Tabriz Rahmatullahi talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah direct me to someone who I can pass over this treasure that I have in my heart. And Allah Ta'ala then directed him to Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi, who at that time was engrossed in his occupation of passing fatwas, with nothing wrong with it. But Allah Ta'ala wanted to give him a different maqam and a different treasure. So he came to him, this incident, he came and asked him a question, and he gave an answer. And when Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi opened his kitabs, all the texts had completely disappeared. Second time it happened, then he realized that there's something about this person which we cannot understand. There's some special thing which Allah Ta'ala has blessed this person with. In our silsila, we have a person by the name of Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullahi, who was the king of the time. He was the king of the time, and whilst in his kingdom one day, on his roof, in the midst of his kingdom and palace and the guards and everything, he found some people on the roof. He got a shock. How did you come here in the first place? I've got guards, I've got soldiers, I've got, you know, security. How did you manage to get right in? He said, we're looking for a camel. So he said, how are you going to find a camel here in the palace of the king? How is that possible? So they turned around and said that you are looking for Allah Ta'ala in this kind of a palace. And they disappeared. There and then he left everything. He abandoned his entire kingdom, kingship. Once one of his ministers was passing by one of the rivers, he saw Allama Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullahi sitting on the banks of the river, torn and tattered clothing. He turned to him and says, you left everything. What did you get? You're just sitting here, torn and tattered clothing. What did you get? He had one rusted needle. He was mending his garment with a rusted needle. Some holes that he had in the garment, so he was mending whatever cloth he had. A simple life. So he said, let me show you. So he took that rusted needle and he threw it into the river. And he said, oh fish, I beseech you for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to return back my needle. And immediately hundreds of fish came up with pure gold needles. He says, no, I want my needle. Suddenly one fish came up and brought his needle. He says, yes, I abandoned the kingdom of this world, but Allah Ta'ala blessed me with some other kingdom which you can understand. So this was that special treasure which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then blessed these people with. This special muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deep-hearted love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person acquires this nisbat, then he realizes that all the worldly pleasures of this world are absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. May Allah Ta'ala grant us a small taste of it. So this nisbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi then put his hand in the hand of Shams Tabriz rahmatullahi. And from there, the rest is history. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi with that fire of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That furnace of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those compass which we need. Ah, raz, juz asma hum dam nabood. Raz raghe re khuda mahalam nabood. Where Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi used to address, used to say, ah, the pain of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only the skies that are aware of the pain of muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the darkness of the night, in the seclusion of everyone else, when the person is tearing out of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only the asman and the skies that are aware of it. That person who is deeply in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then when he thinks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we find Hazrat Wala Shahati Muhammad Al-Khasab rahmatullahi mentioned that his Shaykh Allama Abdul Ghani Kulkuri rahmatullahi, he was such a ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was such a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he would give bayan, so as soon as he would commence his bayan, and whilst reading the khutbah of the bayan, when the name of Allah came, then immediately a tear would come out of his eye and would settle him. Immediately a tear. The person who loves someone, so when he hears the name of his beloved, so he goes into a different alam. He goes into a different world. You can't understand these things. The example of this is of Layla Majnun. So Majnun was known as a person who was madly in love with Layla. Layla was not very beautiful, but Majnun was madly in love with her. So the famous couplets of his was, أَمُرُّ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَى أُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارَ وَذَا الْجِدَارَ وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارَ. So he used to walk in the gullies where Layla used to stay, and he used to kiss the walls, he used to kiss the houses. So somebody asked him, what are you kissing the walls for? So he says, you know, I walk, it's a poetic poem. He says, I pass by the dwellings of Layla. When I pass by the dwellings of Layla, I begin kissing the walls. أُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارُ. He says, وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِ. It is not the walls that have captured my heart, but it's the one who's residing behind the walls that has captured my heart. The person who loves Allah Ta'ala, then he automatically will love Makkah Sharif. Because Makkah Sharif has got his nisbat with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He will automatically love Medina Sharif. Because Medina Sharif has got his nisbat with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got his nisbat with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So it is not the building that the person loves, but the one in whose name the building is attached to. So when a person loves someone, then even the name of that person brings pleasure to that person. Allah Ta'ala bless us with that kind of muhabbat and love. Shabir Ghani Rahmatullahi on that same personality. Hazrat Wala says that they used to live in the jungles. Today's time you don't even hear about these things. Imagine staying for 20 some odd years in the jungles with the sheikh in such a condition that he had to go and fetch water for his sheikh from the banks of the river, travel kilometers on foot and bring that water. Then he used to keep the water around his chest because it used to be cold, so that when the sheikh would wake up in the morning, the water would be, you know, comfortable for him. And even to do this for one day, then our sheikh comes and makes him for one week. Imagine for 20 some odd years making this kind of khidmat. He mentioned that sometimes the muridin would come to the khanqa, and then when they would come, they would use the bedding, and sometimes they would take his bedding. Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Asad Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that the whole night it used to be freezing cold. I used to fold my legs and I used to put my back against the wall and I used to sleep at night that way. Nobody knew about those things, the kind of sacrifices that they made to stay in the company of the Sheikh. So for years he spent this. Can you imagine what kind of fana'iyat they had made? Yes, then afterwards everyone sees everyone following them, then you know, we don't understand what they had went through. So he mentions that once in the jungle, this has happened very often. The food used to be very simple. Simple dal, roti they used to eat. So one day, Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, Hakim Akhtar, mujhe is dal ke andar biryani ka maza aa raha. He says, oh Hakim Akhtar, I'm getting the enjoyment of biryani in this dal. The other day, he said, how is that possible? He says, I'm thinking to myself, that who is the one who has granted me this dal? Who is the one who is making my hand go to my So when I'm thinking that my Allah is feeding me, I'm getting such enjoyment, I can't even understand. The person who loves his wife, then the wife takes that morsel of food, no matter what food it is, but if there's the relationship of love, so when the wife then puts that morsel of food in the mouth, the person, the feeling within the heart, it's got nothing to do with the food. The person forgets the food totally. Completely forgets the food. The person who's ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is what happens. He sees everything else different in a different way. And this is the same example which Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah gives about Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. He says, yes, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu went through great sacrifice. But when the person becomes an ashik of Allah, then Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was getting such enjoyment in saying ahad, ahad, that he forgot all the pain that was coming upon. Allah Ta'ala made it such that he was experiencing such sweetness in saying ahad, ahad, that all the pain of the world was completely disappeared. So, respected elders and brothers, this muhabbat and nisbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we should all desire and aspire for. Even if we do not get it. You say, Ya Allah, I wanted to become your ashik. I also wanted to become your friend. I also wanted to get those diamonds and those pearls of your muhabbat and your love. And when we will get this, respected elders and brothers, then the person, his life will become nake asan balke mazedar. His life will not only become easy, but it will become enjoyable. This person will really get enjoyment. One Mufti Sahib mentioned during a meeting and discussion, is explaining about how, you know, people prior to marriage, they do it the wrong way, they go out, and, you know, these kind of things that happen. And extravagant weddings that take place. And then they think they are enjoying life. And then those marriages end up with so much of complication and problems and complexity. But they don't realize that those people who do it the right way, they get married the right way, they do things according to Sharia and according to Sunnah, Allah Ta'ala puts such muhabbat and such love in that home that people cannot even understand these things. Such muhabbat and such love. They are the ones who are really enjoying life. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتًا. For the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gives him two jannats. One jannat in this world and one jannat in akhir. The person will get real maza from his children. Now when he sees his children, he thinks about Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you blessed me with these children. What a ni'amat of yours. What a bounty of yours. Now he's getting such inner peace and enjoyment. This is because he attributes everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the time is expired. We wanted to speak about the nisbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This connection and bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we should make an effort to acquire in this world if we have a cell phone. And if it is not connected to the cell phone tower, we are concerned because now we can't make a phone call. It's useless. What's the use of having a cell phone that cannot connect to the, you know, the local networks? In the same way, that heart which does not have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the use of that heart? That is why Khaja Aziz Rasul Majub rahmatullah used to say, Kis kaam ka wo gul hai, jis gul mein roo na ho. Kis kaam ka wo gul hai, jis gul mein roo na ho. Bas naam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. He said, what is the use of that flower which has got no fragrance? You got a flower, but there is no fragrance in it. He says, bas naam ka wo dil hai. That heart can only be called a heart by name, which does not have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which does not enjoy the ta'alluq ma'allah. So therefore, we should make an effort to develop this ta'alluq ma'allah. One of the easiest way of developing it is sitting in the right company. Very, very easy. The person, as soon as he sits in the right company, for example, we are sitting together, each person has got an aspiration now. So this is a company and an environment that we have created for ourselves. Inshallah, with the barakat of this, some kind of talab will be created within your heart. So this too is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person sits in that right company, so it's as if that current is being switched on. That connection is being made. And if he maintains it, inshallah, you will find that eventually this person, the inclinations of his heart will change. Even that too is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the inclination of our heart changes. We don't achieve it, but the desire is there. Ya Allah, I want to achieve this. I want to achieve this. That too is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the nisbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who have the nisbat of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala protect the nisbat and Allah ta'ala intensify and increase this nisbat with him. Inshallah, next week we will discuss the four or five actions which if we implement in our life, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will bless us with this nisbat. Wa akhiru ta'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Hadith Sharif is mentioned, La ilaha illallah, laysa la ilaha abdun Allah, that between this kalima and Aisha wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no barrier. Therefore, when we take this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should imagine that it's made directly to Aisha wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from there, Allah Ta'ala's mahabbah and Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is being focused on our hearts. When we say La ilaha, remove everything besides Allah from our hearts. When we say illallah, bin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. La ilaha illallah. How long are we going to continue this way, Ya Allah? Umr ho rahi hai misr barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Ya Allah, our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. We have attended so many janazas, Ya Allah. We have seen young, fit, healthy people leaving this world. Ya Allah, leaving their families behind, Ya Allah. Leaving their businesses behind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they went with nothing, Ya Allah, but their coffin on their bodies, Ya Allah. We also have to go one way in that same direction, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to fill our hearts with your muhabbat, with your ma'rifat, with your ishq, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Major, minor, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, nafs wa shaytan, don't own and milkan. Ay, kya hai, mujhko ta. Ya Allah, we are failing and failing, Ya Allah. Every time we try, Ya Allah, we are failing again, Ya Allah. We try and we fail again, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, who can help us besides you, Ya Allah? Again, these enemies of nafs and shaytan, Ya Allah. We are living in an environment, Ya Allah, full of fitna, Ya Allah. Fitna from in front, from behind, from the right, from the left, everywhere, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are the only one who can protect us and save us, Ya Allah. Protect us from committing sins and gunah. Allahumma arhamna bi tarkil ma'asi. Wa la tushqina bi ma'asiyatika, Ya Allah. Do not make us of the unfortunate, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Barakat in our wealth, barakat in our health, barakat in our time, every single ni'mat that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Alleviate the suffering of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, Ya Allah, in Burma, Ya Allah. The refugees with hardly any clothes and home, Ya Allah. Their homes have been burned to the ground, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how they are suffering, Ya Allah, alleviate their suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the refugees, Ya Allah, in Turkey, Ya Allah, in Syria, Ya Allah. Everything has been lost for many of them, Ya Allah, alleviate their suffering, Ya Allah. The suffering of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, those about us, Ya Allah, we have lost our family, our kith and kin, Ya Allah. Our parents, Ya Allah, grandparents, Ya Allah, that fill the graves with Noor, Ya Allah. Allahumma fillahum arhamuhum wa msakinuhum fil jannah. Allahumma ja'a kuburahum rawdatan min riyadil jannah. Oh Allah, you are well aware of all the good desires, the aspirations of each and every one who has raised these words before you, Ya Allah. For all the good desires and aspirations, whatever difficulty, pain, taklif, sickness they are going through, Ya Allah, alleviate it, remove it, grant cure and shifa, Ya Allah. Bifadlika wujudika wa karamika ya akram al akramin. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله